Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. Here we are in the tower room again. It's a very, very happy place to be because through its great windows we see so many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. It is here we meet clickety-clack, happy little, funny little wooden man only 1 foot high, and all of the rest of the air castle family. So while we're waiting for our little friends to arrive, we might sing a song or two. Perhaps they will hear us and hurry up the stairs. Let's sing the song about the storybook, shall we? Storybook, when I look through you today, take my mind with you far away, hand in hand to a land filled with romance. Let me wander through your castles where up yonder. Let me see a lady with her knight in armor. Princess, soldiers marching by a peaceful farmer. Tournaments, gay events in every nook of my storybook. The air castle has many, many towers. And from time to time we discover new ones. Often the gold knight comes from his enchantment and takes us through the air castle, through hidden passageways and little unexpected doorways. And if we are not mistaken, the gold knight seems to be moving now. Clickety-clack is coming up the winding stairway. And pretty soon President Pip will be here, and then perhaps something very strange may take place. Hello, clickety-clack. Bugler Murphy. These two little wooden men are always so happy. It's one of the reasons we're always so glad to see them. You know, when people are very, very happy always, well, Practically everyone in the world is always glad to see them. Hello, Happy Duck. Someone who is always happy. Just naturally happy, always. Happy Duck, are you hungry? Well, here's some nice corn for you to eat. And Clickety-Clack, here's some nice sawdust for you. Clickety-Clack likes sawdust. There are three kinds he likes, better than any. Cherry sawdust, walnut sawdust, and coconut sawdust. Here's a little of each. And he always remembers to chew his food very well because he knows that will make him very strong so that he can run fast and jump high. So he's just chewing his food up real well before he swallows it. You're hungry too? Well, here's some nice sunflower seeds for you, your very favorite kind of food. Piggy Murphy is quite hungry today. Oh, now that we've all had something nice to eat, the kind of food we all like, I wonder where President Pip is. Bugler Murphy, do you mind calling President Pip? Here he comes. Now, by all means, blow the presidential salute on the new bugle, Bugler Murphy. Hello, President Pip.
Howdy doodly, howdy doodly doo. Goodness me. Well, 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 well.
We're very glad to see you, President Pip.
Well, I'm glad you're glad to see me, and I'm glad to see you glad to see me. Goodness me.
You know, President Pip, I thought just a moment ago I saw the Gold Knight move.
You did? Uh-huh. It's about time for him to come out of his enchantment again. Oh, I'm the one to bring him from his enchantment. Just a minute, I'll ring the magic bell that brings him from his enchantment.
Oh, he's moving. President Pip, he's moving. He's coming out of his enchantment.
Don't be frightened, Bugler Murphy. Goodness me.
Again I am awake.
Again you are awake, Sir Knight. Goodness me. We're certainly glad to see you again. You've been under your spell of enchantment for quite a few days now.
I am very happy to be here again with you.
Well, we're very happy to be. Oh, look out, Clickety-Clack. You're liable to get run over there. Goodness me. How can you walk around and carry all that armor? That's what we'd like to know.
Yes, it must be quite a task.
Oh, I am quite used to it. Carrying burdens for years and years and years have made me accustomed to this.
Oh, well, goodness me. It must weigh about 150 pounds, all that armor he's carrying around. We don't have to wear that anymore these days.
In days of old, when knights were bold, armor was our means of protection. Tell me, President Pip, have you ever seen the suspended tower?
The suspended tower? No, I've never seen the suspended tower that I know of. Have you, Storyman?
I can't remember seeing it. Why do you call it the suspended tower?
Because it is suspended in midair.
Beg your pardon?
Because it is suspended in midair.
Well, that's very interesting. I wonder if we could see it. How can you get up to it?
Piggity Clack is very, very curious about all of this.
If you will follow me, I will show you the suspended tower. One of the most unusual sights you have ever beheld.
Goodness me. All story man. Sir Knight, here's your chance to see an airplane. Did you ever see an airplane?
What do you call that?
An airplane.
Strange-looking device, isn't it?
Yes, they fly all around the land of every day. And once in a while, they get so close to the land of make-believe that it sometimes almost frightens us. Storyman, what do you think we can do about it? We ought to put some balloons out. Some of these aviators are liable to fly right into the tower someday if they don't look out.
I've wondered about that, President Pip. Still, we're up quite a ways.
You mean to say those men are flying?
Well, we don't mean to say they are flying. Well, certainly we mean to say it. That's what they're doing, aeroplanes. But what we would like to see is the suspended tower. I can't imagine such a thing.
Follow me, then.
Come on, President Pip.
You know, Gold Nine, I wish you'd stay out of your enchantment all the time.
It cannot be done.
All right, then. It was just a suggestion, is all. Just a suggestion.
You see, President Pip likes you very much. And we've always been very, very curious to know as much as possible about the air castle.
I understand. But you see, if I should come out of my enchantment and stay out of it, I could not live as long as I do.
Well, you've certainly been living a long time by hibernating into your armor.
Hibernating? That is very funny.
Well, I say funny things at times. You'll just have to kind of look out for me. Goodness me.
President Pip has quite a sense of humor.
Well, what's this little door?
Clickety Clack is all excited about it.
This is the door to the courtyard. Have you never seen the Rose Courtyard?
The Rose Courtyard? Goodness me, no. Something new here.
Behold the Rose Courtyard.
Oh, the Rose Courtyard. Goodness me. I guess this is where the suspended tower rose, then.
Oh, President Pip.
Quite right you are, President Pip. Do you see this silver thread hanging here?
Well, I see this little silver thread, all right. Goodness me, isn't that unusual? What's it hanging to?
The suspended tower.
The suspended tower. Well, goodness me. How do you get up there? By your suspenders?
President Pip, no, you can't pull yourself up by your own suspenders, can you?
Well, I thought maybe that would be the way to get up to the suspended tower with your suspenders. Goodness me.
Someone will have to climb up this silver thread. Perhaps the little wooden man would like to do that.
Oh, he's always glad to be all the help he can be. Goodness me.
Very well, little wooden man, little clickety-clack, if you will climb to the top of this silver thread, you will there find a basket attached to a rope. And if you will please let that down to the Rose Court, perhaps President Pip may pull himself up into the suspended tower and you will see something very unusual.
Something very unusual. Go ahead, Clickety Clack. Are you afraid to do it?
Oh, no. Clickety Clack is never afraid.
Well, all right, Bugler Murphy. If Clickety Clack doesn't want to, you will.
I think Clickety Clack wants to go. Yes, he's climbing up now. See him go? Hand over hand.
A very brave little wooden man he is indeed. Oh, I am overjoyed to think you will be able at last to see the suspended tower, one of the greatest wonders of the air castle.
Well, we've been here quite a while, and we never cease to wonder at the wonders we find in this air castle.
It's a most interesting place to come. I'm always very happy when it comes time to come up the winding stairway to the air castle. And quite often, I hope that the Gold Knight will come out of his enchantment, just as you have today.
Thank you. I think your trip to the air castle will be well repaid.
Oh, Strong Man, there go the magic bells. If the children will listen again, they'll hear about the suspended tower.
Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.